This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my very good friend and colleague, a lady who actually presents on this program some great information about astrology. Laura Banks is here, and we've invited Cindy Dale to join us as well. Cindy is a well-known author, a speaker. She's an energy healer and the author of lots of books, 27 books on energy medicine? Now, once you hear her voice, you're going to get why it is that she's able to write 27 books, because I can see you after listening and talking to you for a few minutes before we went on the air. I can see that hand does automatic writing. You're probably doing that while doing three other things, right? Am I close?
Well, that's pretty much how it goes, because I've been a single mom forever. You have to do 28 things at the same time if you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true enough. Exactly. So what brought you into this life? What is there about your life that intertwines with your being intuitive and being spiritual and doing the energy work?
Well, it's a great question. You know, I was one of those weird kids when I was growing up. I don't know how many of us qualify, perhaps most of us. I could hear ghosts. I could see spirits. I saw colors coming off my parents, which I used to my own advantage because I could always tell when I was going to get in trouble. So I was skedaddle. There was a certain shade of red that meant Cindy's going to get it. So I would take off. And, you know, because of that, how could I not be interested in the question, what is this? What's the supernatural? What's the paranormal? And so probably by about age 19, 20, I had a list of, you know, those DSM-3, 4, whatever we have in therapy now, you know, all the things wrong with me. And I had a therapist who said to me, you know, you're not only codependent, this, that, the other thing, you're also psychic. With a label like that, you sort of have to figure out what you're going to do, how you're going to not be psychic when you don't want to be, and how you're going to be able to be more intuitive when you do need to be.
So, all right, hold on a second. I want to ask that of both of you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever traveled down that street before in our conversations, Laura, but what happens, that's a very important question for having your own peace, because I dated a couple of people who were, both of them were shrinks. And it was like psychoanalyst 24 hours a day, and I got sick of it fast. And so in this circumstance, how do you, even though it's not the same, we're not talking about psychoanalyzing, we're talking about therapy, though, and energy and stuff. So both of you have told me individually that it is hard to shut off. So how does it affect your life, Cindy? I'll start with you. And the reality of relationships or whatever, your children, how do they react to you not being able to turn it off?
I've worked hard to turn it off, because when I didn't, I think I was like a plague for people. I remember being with my oldest son's father and looking at him one night about midnight and saying, you know what, your ex-wife just has to get out of this room. And I stood up, I opened the window, I you know, shoved her out. She wasn't actually physically in the room,
no.
But,
right.
And he was like, what is with you? We just need a normal life. And I have struggled to learn how to turn it off and turn it on. I don't actually turn off my chakras or my energy centers. I just put up boundaries. I just visualize different colors around myself that says, not in business right now. So I can go to the grocery store and I don't need to know what everybody ate for breakfast or what's on their list when I can't see their list, because I do know how to turn it off. But that took me years. I mean,
right.
Laura,
and
I'm sure
and,
it
you know,
has for
I mean,
you
well,
too.
For me, Cindy, I mean, there's a reason I'm single. you know, there is a bit of a mania in my world, you know, with the books, too, and the, everything I need to do in this lifetime. And people around me can struggle because I think of the vibration I'm working on is just incredibly expressed and desirous of connection. And I'm great. You know, I'm kidding. But I'm not, you know. And the I'm using light therapy. I use a lot of light therapy. I do a lot of breathing techniques with this expand the lung device I have, especially in the times we live in now. Cindy, what can you help people with listening now who are really depressed and struggling with anxiety? I know you just gave us a tip there about light work, but can you give us a couple of?
She also lives in Minneapolis, man.
Right. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm at ground zero. I mean, everybody's affected by the pandemic right now, and many of us, and we ought to be, are impacted by the racial unrest and the, you know, kind of challenge to look at the disparities and figure out what to do. So it is a challenge because I want to be open to becoming aware of what's happening, what's my part, what do I need to do, but not overwhelmed. It is a crippling kind of a fear that's spread around so much. I think a lot of people are trying to pretend they don't feel it. So most people do. They turn on the news and immediately they just feel paralyzed or scared or depressed because that's the nature of energy. Most energy, 99.999% of all energy is invisible. It's psychic, it's subtle, it's quantum, and it flies around. So I believe we all need some sort of like a hygiene or protocol. Again, we can just visualize a white light. I like gold. Gold's even more powerful. 2-3 times a day, imagine yourself washing it down through your system, down through your spine, all the way out your body, down through your feet, into the ground, and just decide to clean yourself of what might be others' fears, others' anxieties, others' terrors, because it's enough, I believe, to handle our own. And many of us are, like we're talking about, over empaths, and we're just sponges. We just take it in. So part of it is just letting go of what's not ours.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk when we continue here about fear-based thinking, that sort of thing, because that's a big problem, but yet you say it could be a big benefit as well. Cindy Dale is here, an author, 27 books she's written on all kinds of intuitive things, and she's a connector. I'm wondering what she's thinking, Laura, about you and me. What's come in? What's going around?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, I'd like to know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll continue in a matter of moments here on this week's Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Laura Banks. Those of you who want to have a bright smile, you used to have a nice bright white smile, right? But the coffee, the tea, the red wine, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, I've tried a lot of different tooth whitening products myself. The strip that takes 30 minutes, and it doesn't work. And the trays that get you, what a mess. Oh, man, what a mess. So now, here's the 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. The company and the product, Power Swabs. Power Swabs is going to work in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays, none of that stuff. Power Swabs, clinically studied, uses a patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten up your teeth, get rid of those stains starting in 5 minutes. You apply it every 4 or 5 days, you look at it and say, oh, my teeth are bright. You know, you get, it comes in levels, though. And so you use it every 4 or 5 days, and you'll get back to that beautiful white smile. Snap, swab, and smile to get rid of the coffee, tea, the smoking, if you're still doing that, hopefully not, red wine. I'm going to suggest you go to powerswabs.com, the website, powerswabs.com, use the DJV code, and you'll be able to buy this product. 40% off is where you start. You get $10 more off of that and free shipping. That's why I use the code DJV10 at powerswabs.com to get that beautiful white smile. Not expensive, better than doing it at the dentist, that's for sure, because they'll charge you $1,000 to do what you can do for 1/10 of that with Power Swabs. Actually, 1/10 of that, and then 40% off of that, and $10 off of that. So a good deal to be had by all. Power Swabs, powerswabs.com. Get the deal by using the code DJV10.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is it a cold?
allergies, like I have, or worse? How do you know if you've contracted the coronavirus? There's lots of online tools to help, and one of them is 19check.com. We spoke to developer Kathy Tai.
19check is an online telehealth assessment platform that anybody can go on for free to check how likely they are to have coronavirus. So it's a symptoms checker. It's a survey that they fill out, and based on their answers to the questions, we calculate their risk score from low, medium to high. And we can also connect them for free to a nurse practitioner via video consultation. They can book a time and speak to a medical staff on our team to be able to understand more about their symptoms and whether or not they should be visiting hospital in person.
The website is simply 19check.com. That's the number 19check.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Cindy Dale on Your Hidden Power. Laura Banks is here. We're talking now about fear, fear-based thinking. You say that there is benefit in having, what is it? There's a difference between good fear and bad fear? What's that story?
There is. There's a healthy fear. Those of us who do go through a lot of therapy, as I have done, start to think that there's all these negative emotions. I think emotions are so-called negative when we've absorbed too many of others' emotions, or we've repressed them, or we trigger them, and we don't know what to do with them. But if you think about it, the body comes with emotions. I mean, little kids have feelings, so they're messages. Fear, for instance, if we're not entangled with our old traumatic stuff or ancestral fears, or there's a lot of ors, or we're feeling other people's fears for them, has a very appropriate message. It says, you know what? You're not safe right now. So if you're not safe, you want to feel scared, you want to move forward, backward, or to the side. You know, every feeling is like that. And if you then listen to your healthy fear, if you go, I'm going to get out of the way of this stampeding cattle or whatever it might be, or I'm not going to stand in the middle of a violent protest, I think I'm going to go home. You know, if you listen to your fear, it will lead to some form of joy, maybe just relief, maybe contentment. Bliss doesn't come around that often. But I think all of the so-called negative emotions, anger, disgust, you know, anything we're feeling, if we listen to it, will bring us to a better place, a place of contentment, and to a sense of being more empowered.
Being afraid of the, I call it the Chinese virus, being afraid of being quarantined, stuck, or whatever, I'm frankly angry at the Chinese government, at the Chinese Communist Party, not only because of this, but because, you know, of the corruption, that all kinds of connections. There's a story this week coming from your city as well about the money that's coming in from China that's counterfeit. They're bringing it into the country through Minneapolis, and that could have been one of the reasons the George Floyd thing happened. I don't want to be mad at Chinese people, because that's not the problem. But I do want, if I'm going to be angry, to be focused on the right thing. And I think that's part of the problem, Cindy, isn't it? Focusing the anger and or the fear at the right source.
Absolutely, because anger sets boundaries and fear says we're not safe. So once we get clear, we stand there and go, what do I do? What's really going on? That's where we have to believe certain sources of information rather than others, and our own intuition, too.
And something tells me you don't watch the news, and it looks like you have a lot of pets probably that bring you some comfort.
I used to have five, now I have two, and they do, and I don't watch the news. But I actually also know a lot of people in China who, I teach a lot in China, who tell me information. So I have some sources that are off the grid, too.
Yeah,
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Hold that thought for a second. We'll continue in a matter of moments now. We'll find out the story behind the story. Cindy Dale is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Laura Banks on Your Hidden Power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, continuing on now, let's get back to so this should be a radio show in itself. Inside Sources. Sounds like something you see on network TV. Yeah, right, exactly. Laura Banks with me, Doug Steffen. Cindy Dale, fascinating lady who has at CindyDale.com pretty much overviewed the entire world of intuition and healing. I want to go back to what you're getting by being around the two of us, but the question that was asked by Laura is the most important question. You want to repeat it, Laura?
Yes. You don't watch the news. Your pets bring you comfort. And what's the deal with connections in China?
Well, I teach some classes over there, and I also find out some information from some of my friends over there. Mm-hmm. And it can't, you know, they can't provide official data, but it really does seem. I mean, we know that there's labs over there that are doing, kind of genetic manipulation and this and that and the other thing.
Yeah.
I think something actually just came out in the news today about that.
Yeah.
And there is, counterfeit money. There's sort of this so-called Chinese plot to take over the world. The people I know are really good people. But when you live within a system that's masquerading information and you can't always get to it, you have no choice but to follow what you're being told to do. You know, and I don't know if it's always that different in America, too. We don't have, kind of inside scoops all the time, or we don't get all the information.
Not at all.
So fear and anger can kind of run us.
We're preparing for a revolution here of sorts in America. I have predicted and said, and I think you have too, separately and with me, Laura, this summer, we're just scratching the surface of what's going to happen this summer and through the rest of the year. Is that something I'm dreaming, or Cindy, do you think that's true?
Yeah,
I completely believe that, and it needs to happen. We need to have upheaval. You know, we need to change the system. It's systemic. There's systemic abuse, and people are waking up.
Yeah.
And, I see somebody different, hopefully, in the White House, and, you know, people kind of starting to stand up and not just care about who's in charge at the top, but who's in charge in the bottom. Like who's running our communities, and how are we going to each have a say and be responsible at the same time?
But are we going to be okay? I mean, this bad thing's going to happen over the summer. What happens to us minions?
My gut sense, intuition-wise, I do think that we're going to have some more violence. I think we're going to have some kickback, you know, from the upper government. But I think there's enough military figures stepping up and saying, look, we're not going to be used as an instrument of the state. I think there's one more bad thing that's going to happen. I don't know what it is. I keep getting told by my guides it's in August. I also keep getting told something good's going to happen in November. We can read into that. Mm-hmm. You know, and the pandemic's going to spread.
Yes, my birthday's in November. That's what's going to happen.
Well, there you
year.
Are. So we can have a peek anyway.
All right. So give us a 60-second read on Laura and what you picked up from her. You never talked to her before. So this is an example of what you get from just being around somebody.
Laura, you're a beautiful soul. I see this beautiful white energy. They're like orbs surrounding you. It's your own energy. I see stars over you, and I literally see stars dropping. I don't know what they are. They're like little sparkles that turn into messages, you know, that come in and through you. They go to your hands. You offer them to different people, you know, and if people have, I'm hearing to say, ears to hear and eyes to see, they can take the messages that are both from the star and the sentient beings not seen from the earth. So you're a pure channel. You're like a crystal. You're like a beautiful, living, walking crystal is who you are. That's
so
what I
think.
Doug, try and beat that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if anybody can beat that.
No, you're on the sitting on top of the world.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Doug.
Cindy.
You're
no,
like Merlin.
You're going to have to do that with me some other time because we've run out of time.
Oh.
Cindy, yeah, I know. Okay.
I'm going to squeak it in. You're a Merlin. You're a Merlin. That's what I'm
Merlin.
Going to tell you.
Oh, I like
you're
that.
You're a Merlin.
Magician. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay. Check out this lady's got a lot of energy and lots to say and lots of knowledge. CindyDale.com. CYNDIDALE. CindyDale.com here. On your hidden power.
I know deer season is still several months off, but now is a good time to check your stands. I'll share a couple tips of stand maintenance in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Sight System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
When checking stands in the summer, be sure to check all the straps before climbing up. Second, make sure you are tied off and take a buddy with you. Finally, check for wasps or other creatures that sting or bite. They can make a nest in your favorite stand. To learn more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. soldier now facing charges accused of helping a neo-Nazi group plan an attack on his unit overseas. The FBI disclosing yesterday that 22-year-old Ethan Melzer was arrested earlier this month for allegedly providing details about his unit with the group, and now he's facing charges of conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. The White House says reports that President Trump is furious about the turnout for his Tulsa rally over the weekend are not grounded in fact. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
He is very energized, having been around the American people, so he's quite pleased with how the rally went.
Before the rally, campaign officials had said they expected the venue, which holds over 19,000, to be filled. In fact, around 6,200 people showed up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A federal appeals court is rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer a carcinogen. The court ruling yesterday that there's not enough evidence to back up that claim, with only the World Health Organization ever labeling that product as a probable carcinogen. It did so back in 2015. Texas's surging coronavirus numbers are not slowing down that state's reopening, though. The Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying that there will instead be an emphasis on social distancing and face coverings to try to curtail what he calls some sobering trends.
If the positivity rate or the hospitalization rate increase too much, we have strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19 without having to return to stay-at-home policies.
And a new study suggests that women in America are not very interested in dating guys with cats. Colorado State University researchers showing hundreds of women photos of two men. One man would be pictured with his cat, the other man would be pictured without a cat, but maybe with a dog and maybe with no animal at all. At least 38% of the women said they were very likely to date the man who didn't come with a cat. 33% of the women said they were likely to go out with a guy because he did have a cat. But authors say that the findings suggest American culture sees cat men as less masculine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Uri Geller is now with us. For those of you who don't know who Uri is, you can just Google Uri. He's been around. I shouldn't say this because it makes me think that you're old, and I don't think. I mean, you and I have talked about this 100 times. We've talked about it once. That age is just a BS number. You don't look your age. You don't act your age. You don't sound your age. Neither do I. You and I are the same age. I think I got you beat by a month, if my memory serves me correctly, in terms of how old we are, but we haven't given in or given over to all of the bunkum, that's an old word my father taught me, about age. How do you view age? And when people find out how old you are, they're often surprised, are they not?
Yes, they are very surprised because you and I look good.
Yes, we do. If we do say so ourselves, yes. Yeah.
Bit vain. You know that many, many decades ago, you know who Nelson Mandela was, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I actually was the first American to interview him the day he became the president of South Africa. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's so, really?
I was there. Yes, I was there. Yep.
So yeah. Mandela once said this, the following. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. I love that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, yeah. You see, if you're an open-minded person and a positive thinker, an optimist, a motivator, a person that believes, I want to believe in God. I know that God exists somewhere out there. I believe in life after death. I believe in supernatural powers. I believe in infinity, in quantum mechanics, in quantum entanglement. You name it. I believe in everything. So I believe that by believing in things, you can actually put yourself in a mode to slow your aging process. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's really a matter of positive mental attitude. If you've got that, naturally and automatically, all your body cells, your genes, your chromosome system, your entire makeup slows down and ages slowly. And you actually look younger. And that's what I believe that it comes down to.
I think it's an adjunct of the law of attraction, which, you know, people oftentimes use in a romantic sense, but I think you attract everything in your life, basically, you attract with your thoughts, yes?
Yes, because your brain is a muscle. Give it some exercise, and when you do exercise your brain, you'll discover that you can actually use tangible mind power to ask the universe to grant you your wishes. It's really incredible because there is such a thing as the universe, consciousness, mm-hmm. mind over matter, and the universe has an interesting law. And this law is called the law of attraction, which means that when you send out a message to the universe doesn't really understand between good or bad. All it understands is to send the message back to you and make it happen and materialize it.
Mm-hmm. So I want to spend a minute as we have time here. Your spin, if you will, your read on the focus regarding black lives and the whole interaction that people are having now around the world, not just in America, to improving the lot of people who are dark-skinned?
Well, no. I mean, come on, we're all equal. We're all created the same. We're alike, all of us. And I'm very much against, of course, you know, racism. But look, Doug, it's very interesting because many months ago, I was interviewed, believe it or not, by the National Enquirer, and they wanted me to give them predictions. I am going to send you that page from the National Enquirer momentarily, and you will see that one of my major predictions was that there will be very, very major demonstrations and protests around the world.
Yep, you told me that when we were talking earlier this year. I want to explore more of that in our next conversation. Uri Geller's museum, he's got a fabulous place in Tel Aviv. I can hardly wait to see the museum as it's been finished. Check it out online at urigellermuseum.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free.
Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. Innovation and creativity collide as PlayStation reveals new details about its latest video game system, PlayStation 5. PlayStation's Sid Schumann has more.
PlayStation 5 is bringing rich and diverse gaming experiences for fans to look forward to this holiday. We announced more than 24 new PlayStation 5 games, including PlayStation exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, where players can experience the rise of this important character. And one of the best-selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto 5, is coming to PlayStation 5 with new enhancements.
Tell us about the PlayStation 5 hardware.
PlayStation 5 will come in a beautiful, stunning design with a bold look that's truly eye-catching. It will load games incredibly fast, and combined with advanced 3D audio and the new DualSense wireless controller that provides haptic feedback, PlayStation 5 will captivate your senses and bring you even deeper into these extraordinary game worlds than ever before.
For more information, visit PlayStation.com.
Time for us to think about the health of your father. This weekend is Father's Day, and a lot of people are scratching around trying to figure out what to get for their father if, in fact, they're looking for something unusual. So, let me advise you, and this is lovingly, if your dad's heavy and you're concerned about him sticking around for a while, our doctor, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, says he's never seen an obese 90-year-old. So if you want to get your dad into shape, show him that you love him by going to toploss.com, the home of Calitrin. Calitrin is the only weight loss formula in the world that doesn't use stimuluses of any kind, stimuli, I guess is the correct English, nor drugs. Go to toploss.com, see all of the various ins and outs. This is something that's safe for the entire family. But let's focus on your dad for Father's Day. Look at the things that are in there. Just maybe if you trust me, take my word for it. This is a fabulous way to leave the weight behind and keep it off. Lose it, keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You won't pay for shipping, and you'll be able to do the BOGO deal. If you don't know what that is, buy one, get one free. In this case, buy three, get three free, or four, or five, or how many you want. It's the way to lose weight and keep it off. Stay on the program for 6 months. That'll get your body adapted to it. Tell your dad this works. You guarantee it because Doug Steffen said it was so. Try it out. Get your dad a weight loss program that will work for him starting right now. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the discounts and the BOGO offer. Joining us now in Your Hidden Power is my friend Mary O'Malley, who is the psychic scout. Often I think about the various... I think the first time I ever talked to you, we talked about chakras. And I must be, even though I'm kind of tuned into this, I can't tell you that I know exactly where the eight chakras are or what they do or where the most powerful ones are. So when people are coming to you for help and you direct them toward some chakra, do you think, is there an assumption made that people know what their chakras are and what they do?
At least, yeah, most of the people that come to me have some awareness of the chakras. You know, like you, they understand these are energy vortexes or energy points within the body. Often, when spirit's talking to me about someone's body, they will do so in such a way that, you know, to me, they're kind of pointing out the chakra points. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I may notice that they're sending energy to, say, the first chakra. So that also tells me that the person's having some fears or issues around, you know, money or how they take care of themselves, mm-hmm. where they live, you know, that kind of thing. So it's not I've done some study on the chakras, mostly about what they mean on an emotional level, you know, because that's more the work that I do.
Right.
And it's kind of interesting how often, you know, it's exactly right. The information that comes through or points to a certain chakra, it's, you know, with the client, they're, it's always exactly right. So there, I think there's something to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you, with our mind on black Americans, black people around the world, do you find that there is a racial divide when it comes to understanding some of the sensitivities of life? Like, do you have as many black clients, or do you have many black clients? Probably the better way of asking it. And do folks who are black believe? And I ask, it seems kind of an awkward question. I'm even thinking it's awkward. But, you know, there's so much focus on the differences, and I don't think there are any differences, frankly. I've never, I never have understood that. But I just, for the basic conversation, what people believe, are black people more likely to seek out help from somebody like you than white people, or is there a difference at all? Am I making something out of nothing?
Yeah, I don't know. I can tell you they seem to be more sensitive or more open to being sensitive. They, I don't really know how to answer that because, you know, everybody coming to me is fairly sensitive to begin with. But I'd say as a culture, they're more open to it.
See, that's what I was thinking. That's why I asked the question as I was thinking it through. That most of the people, most of the black people I know believe in supernatural events. And are more likely to be open, maybe because of the history and heritage. After all, look at where they come from and look at how they have, I think, experienced things that a lot of other people haven't experienced. And in order to survive, they've had to find different patterns of belief early on. That makes sense?
It does. They seem to be more uncomfortable with ghosts and things like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But more tuned into things
more tuned
that.
In.
Yeah, right. I think that's kind of where I'm coming from.
More aware of the possibilities about it, you know, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. Yeah. Okay, awareness, much as anything else. Yeah. Because I think a lot of folks, this is, again, this part of the broadening of our minds here. Most people who are white think of their beliefs or think of themselves as having sort of maybe the key. They don't think about it in terms of the universe. And there's so many different, you know, you think about Chinese astrology, for example, and what, you know, what has come out of that culture when it comes to that sort of thinking. And, you know, I suppose I could ask the same awkward question. Do you have more, you have Chinese people that come to you for readings? Do you have, you know, I'm acting about black and white, but, you know, as we become so race conscious in our country, it almost seems like it's a compelling question to answer, to ask you.
Yeah, and strangely, as far as Asian cultures, I have more Japanese clients. I have one client who said, you know, the Japanese, not prime minister, whatever, for the last 600 years has had, you know, psychic advisors, and she said, if it's good enough for the emperor, it's good enough for me. So I thought that was kind of cute. I'd say as far as the Asian population, I have more a lot more Japanese clients.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very into it.
They are. They're open to it. Is that because that culture is more open? We've come from a culture that wasn't always inclusive, that we, you know, we came from a culture of rigid ideas and belief in rigid works and speeches and writings and stuff, and it isn't really, you know, everybody's got a different thing, and there's so much guilt attached here in our country to having different points of view, right? People scorn you. If some people find out, let's say you have a friend that goes visits, or I have a friend that goes to visit you, and somebody else finds, oh, what, you sent her to a psychic? Yeah. Psychics are helpful. It's all part of the, you know, whatever does good for you is what you should pursue, period.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's right for some people, and it doesn't feel right for other people. And it's so funny, those other people are usually very much spiritually
indeed
attuned. They just don't call it that, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, there's also a lot of people who shun this stuff need it more than the people that who don't. Mary O'Malley, go to PsychicScout.com for a fabulous reading, a tune-up, if you will. Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com, here on Your Hidden Power.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The story of Laura Banks gets presented to you every week. Not necessarily her story, but because her story includes her training as an astrologer, she's got it in her blood, more or less. But if you look at her resume, she's got all kinds of things that she's been doing over the course of her career. And maybe this helps you be a better astrologer because you've had real-life experiences, not that other astrologers haven't, but you've been a business person, you've done a lot of television, a lot of radio, you're an educator. All of these things, it seems to me, would add up to you having more of a practical approach for your work in astrology. Is that a fair statement, do you think?
Well, no doubt about it. You know, I've really prided myself in always taking courses and self-improvement, whether it was Landmark Education or Peak Potentials, and then going after writing the book or the starring role in a film, or like what I'm doing with you now, Doug, which I'm so honored to be doing. I've always played full out professionally and creatively. single, no kids, so I didn't go the route of that, you know. Didn't occupy my, I mean, dating, looking for the happily ever after is still a part of my life, but, but you know, creative self-expression.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Join that club.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that we're supposed to be getting ready for a retrograde, you've talked here on this program and other places, too, about all the planets that are in retrograde and, you know, the impact of the moon and this. We know about that in general, but each time Mercury goes into retrograde, people go, oh, my God, Mercury's in retrograde. What happens in the combination of all these planets being retrograde? Is there an easy, quick explanation that people will understand as to how it will impact them? And what do you think Mercury in retrograde this time around is going to mean specifically to all of us?
Well, with the other six planets in retrograde and the three eclipses 2 weeks apart, June 5th, 21st, and July 5th and 4th, backwards, the home point is played even more powerfully, that we are in a phase of wisdom. We need to get smarter. We're evolving whether we want to or not. These are markers in the sand. It's what they've talked about forever astrologically, that 2020 is going to be a powerful, powerful year. In the Mayan calendar, Doug, next week's supposed to be the end of the world.
Right.
So this is a major marker in the sand. And right now we have Neptune conjunct Mars, Mars in Pisces, which is such a highly compassionate positioning, conjunct Neptune, which is illusion and idealism and coming together. So this Black Lives Matter is so big right now and transformational. Well, but all in retrograde, Doug, makes this situation very complicated. So we're in an epidemic. A pandemic. We're supposed to stay home, and everyone's out in the streets because they can't take it anymore.
Well, and that brings me around to wondering what the influence of all these planets and how long they're going to stay together. I think Mercury is the shortest retrograde period. The other planets stay for weeks and months, do they not, in retrograde?
Yeah.
And so we have this upheaval going on now that hasn't been replicated, you've told us, since 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what happened then. And now we seem to be faced by, can you believe, we had the virus,
right,
and now we've got the Black Lives Matter. And I think you ain't seen nothing yet. I think this summer, am I right? Do you think the planets tell us that story, forecast that we're going to have all kinds of upheaval between now and the end of the year?
July 4th is a real marker. Yes. Yes, Doug, I have to wholeheartedly agree with you. Backing up into what you suggested a minute ago, Mercury stays retrograde from June 17th to July 12th. Neptune goes retrograde June 22nd to November 28th. But there really is a silver lining. It's going to be a very, very, very on fire election.
Transformational.
But I'm telling you, by December, by Christmas Eve, oddly enough, there is going to be a silver lining. I just got a breaking news story on my phone that a third of all people that die of coronavirus cannot die now because of this drug out of England, which is a common steroidal. So we've got a Mercury conjunction now going on that at the same time with Capricorn, Saturn, which is the activator of actual things, and Mercury is thinking, they're coming up with massive innovations as we speak. We're going to have breakthroughs in this thing before Christmas, but
so
by Christmas, yeah.
Optimism.
Oh, there's tremendous optimism. This is all great.
Astrologers want to tell you that they can help you with the future. I think the future is unknown specifically, but in general terms, you can kind of get the drift by listening to Laura and the input that she has. Laura Banks, here with us, here on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.